Left off with the Mishnah, left Ayin Hei with Beis. The Mishnah continues with different kinds of tuma, different kinds of conditions that are made. You know, the basic rule is that a get can be given on a condition, but it's nice for him to do it or not, it's a different story. But practically speaking, the husband can make it tonight. The get is conditional. If the condition is fulfilled, the get will be valid. If not, not. Sometimes it's not 100% clear whether the condition was actually fulfilled. Sometimes it's not clear what the nuances, what the husband actually wanted was. So here the mission begins with the following. I raise the gitech, he gives her a get, and he says, Amanas shetashamshi is Abba. So he says, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you continue to take care of my father. So that's the condition. What that means, how long, what, forever? How long will you take care of the father for? Or Amanas shetaniki as bini. Or he gives her a condition and says, gives her a get and says, on the condition that you continue to nurse my son. So how long does she have to be involved in these kinds of activities for us to say that she did what she was obligated to do and now the get would be valid? So kama imini kasa. So how long is considered to be the time of nursing that he meant? Shtei shanim. In the days of Chazal, it was standard to nurse for 2 years. And therefore, that's considered to be the shear. That's considered to be what the condition was. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is if she doesn't nurse for the full 2 years, then the get is null and void. He wasn't going to qualify, but that's exactly what the Mishnah means in the first place.
You assume the kid is 0 years old.
Right. It means until the second birth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmona Asa Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that a year and a half is considered to be a normal, standard, sufficient nursing. And you might actually have this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Nachman in other areas of Allah that relates to Hilchos nursing as well. Again, I imagine the normal somewhere between a year and a half and two. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a year and a half is sufficient. That's called the period of nursing is over. And according to Nachman, you need the full 2 years. It's interesting. There's actually a practical difference for that related to today. I had a few showers for that in the last couple of days. So the poskim say that a woman who is a manika, a woman who is nursing, is exempt from fasting on many, like, quote unquote, the minor tidiest, including a tidiest Esther, according to the many, many poskim. Not everyone, according to many poskim, a woman who is nursing is exempt from fasting. So there are some poskim who say that in order to qualify as being nursing, you don't have to literally be nursing. It means a woman who had a baby recently. How recently is recently? Within the amount of time of normal nursing. So even though this particular woman is not nursing anymore, or she never nursed, she's still halachically considered to be a manika. So until what stage, what age of the baby is that? So the post dismission of Shtei Shanim, and within the first 2 years after birth, that's considered to be an Isha Manika. It's probably actually that halacha that was the source of a practice that existed in many communities in Europe, particularly in the Hasidic communities, that the women don't fast on the minor fasting. They don't fast on my height. Why is it women don't fast? And the answer is that in Europe, the women would get married very young. Hundreds of years, they get married in the teens. So they get married soon after the bas mitzvah. They would soon become pregnant. So when you're pregnant, you're exempt from fasting. Then they would be nursing. They would be pregnant. They would be nursing, pregnant, nursing, pregnant. So they live so long. So for most of their lives, they never fasted. So there became this mistaken concept. Women don't fast. I've had women who are 21 years old, who are not married, who have told me with a straight face that our grandmothers tell us we don't fast on Shavuot and Thomas. We don't fast. There's no such halacha. But it's based on it came from this mission. So the bottom line is that in order for the purposes of creating a tanai, so this tanai has to be fulfilled. So whether the tanai is 2 years or a year and a half, that was a point of machlokes. And then the mission continues. Meis hamein osha meis ha'av. What if the child dies in the interim, or the father? She's supposed. He made a condition. You're going to take care of my father. The father dies. So she said, I'm more than happy to continue the condition, but I can't do it. So I raise the get. So then the get would be valid because she did as long as she was able to physically do. So she fulfilled the condition. I raise the gitech amenashet shamshes abashte shanim. But what if the person said explicitly, I'm insisting that you take care of my father for 2 years? In the first case of the Mishnah, so he didn't spell out how long. Or he spelled out explicitly, you have to take care, you have to nurse my child, nurse my son for 2 years. Now, so what if the child dies? Or if the father, either the father dies or the father says, hey, it's okay, I don't need you anymore. I'm going on vacation. I'm fine. I'll take care of myself. Shalom Bach, but he's not mad at her. It's not like he's saying she's doing a bad job. She's doing a great job. The father's just not interested anymore. So then ain't no get. So the get would not be valid. Why is that? Because since in the case, in the first case of the Mishnah, we didn't spell out the time. So we just assumed that's what the time limit meant. So then, if she's doing it as long as she can physically do it, the husband, the father's not alive, the son's not alive, so she did whatever she could do, so the get would be valid. But in the second case, when Mamba spelled out, and he said that until January 1st, 2026, I'm going to be a nurse to take care of your father. If the Maisa didn't happen, it doesn't really matter why it didn't happen. In the end, it didn't happen. And the get wasn't, the tonight wasn't fulfilled. The get would not be good. But Meshubim Lil Lemon has a get. Meshubim Lil says, no, this is a valid get. Had the following rule. As long as the prevention of the fulfillment of the condition is not based on her, if she's the one who stopped, she's the one who made the father's life impossible for him to serve him, if she's the one responsible for the tonight not being fulfilled, so then the get is not valid. But if she did everything, the father died, the child died, so then what do you want from us? So she did whatever she could, and even if it was spelled out, the get would still be valid.
So now the baby stopped nursing after a year.
Right, that same kind of thing. Right? So now the Gemara questions, is it really true that you need such a long period of time, maybe even COVID, that you have to nurse for 2 years in order to be considered that you fulfilled the condition for the get to be valid? For many, we have a brisa that gives us a much, much smaller window. Shimshasa yom echad. If she takes care of the father for 1 day, or hadikasa yom echad, or if she nursed the baby for 1 day, raise a get. Because in the first case, he didn't tell him to do it. He said, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you nurse my son. So she nursed the son for 10 minutes. And I nursed him. I did what you want. I fulfilled it tonight. So comes the Gemara and says, there seems to be a contradiction to the Mishnah, the Brasha, as to when a person makes a condition, doesn't stipulate how long it's going to be. Is it understood that he means the normal span, the normal window of nursing, which is 2 years? Or does it mean that? Well, it's physically, she did one act of nurse, that's good enough.
This whole tonight is like, let's say she nursed the baby for a year and three quarters, and then like she says she doesn't want to do it anymore, and she's remarried.
That's what the Gemara says. So whenever there's a get, that's what the Gemara says. Another place, but whenever there's a get on tonight, we will not let her remarry until the tonight is fulfilled. Because if the tonight is not fulfilled, that's exactly what we're afraid of. Let's say he gives her again, says, give me again a condition, give me $1,000. Until she gives him $1,000, we're never going to be excited about the condition, but it's too risky. Is that what you're saying? Right.
Does the get don't work? Does the get?
Well, the get works retroactively. It was said almanah, so we
pass. She can't do that, she can't get married.
No, well, during that time, she is retroactively divorced. Means where, in theory, if she wants to live a life really risky and remarry and hope and pray for the best, so in theory, she can do that, but we're not going to let her do that. I mean, that's a really, really bad idea. We're risking it, as Steve says correctly, you're playing with fire. Because if it turns out that for whatever reason the tenai is not fulfilled, then retroactively the get wasn't good, she was in some. So she obviously can't be with her husband at that time. They're not even married anymore. But the get is pending. So you see on your credit, on your bank statement, pending to be determined the next day or to the next week, next year, day after 2 years, we'll figure out whether she was divorced retroactively or not. So here the Gemara is highlighting that there seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisha. How long do we have to actually nurse in order for us to say she fulfilled the tonight? So Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that lo kasha, that it's not a question. It's a machlokes. Harabbanan v'Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel. What was the machlokes of Rabbanan and Shimon Gamliel? So that was back to the old story we spoke about before. If a person makes the condition, he's giving her a get on the condition she's going to give him a fancy coat. And she doesn't give him the coat. She can't find the coat. It's lost. So she gives him $1,000 instead. So is that sufficient or not? So so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is sufficient. Why is that? Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we can almost like, when we hear it tonight, so we don't get so bogged down on the actual words of the tonight. We try to psychoanalyze, what did the person do? What was the person's intent? Why did he make such a condition that he wants to coat? So, because there is it, he wants to be able to have a nice coat, But if you give him $1,000, so he'll get it. He'll buy himself a nice coat. So according to Shimon Eliel, even though you didn't do the exact asisi, you didn't do every single word, you didn't cross every T, dot of the I, it wasn't exactly what the person said, but the goal was accomplished. So Shimon Eliel's mindset, Hilchos Tanoim, is that we kind of ignore the intricacies of the contract and we try to understand what was the intent behind. And therefore, according to Shimon Gamliel, if the goal was that he wanted a certain result, here also, but again, makes a condition that on the condition that you nurse my baby, what do you think he wants? He wants her to nurse for 10 minutes and call it a day? Obviously, he wants her to be the nurse. He doesn't want her to pay for another. He wants her to nurse the baby. So comes from Shimon Gamliel and says, I who look at what the intent is more than the precise letter of what it says in the contract. So then in the case of the coat, I'm going to be making to let you give the money. In the case of here, I'm going to insist that you do a real job. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan say, did you do what it says in the contract? Read the contract. Read it literally. So it literally says, give a coat. Did you give a coat? No, I don't have one. Says the Rabbanan, they gave it. You didn't do it today. So over here, what did it say in the contract? What was his wording? His phrase was, I'm giving you the get on the condition that you nurse my baby. Did she nurse the baby? Absolutely. For how long? 3.5 seconds. I did it. I finished it. I did it today. So there's a nuance much like this. Do we look at Hilchos Tanoim through a very, very literal, you know, under a microscope? This is what you said, or do we say this is what you meant? I think the two approaches in the Constitution. You know, I remember vaguely from American history, you know, the literalist and I forgot to recall exactly. But there's a very literal reading of the Constitution. That's what it says. Well, they say that you got to go back to what did the founding fathers mean? Did they have in mind Azoy? Did they have in mind Azoy? I think, yeah, I'm not a, is that a political statement there in either direction? I think when you read about the right to bear arms, what exactly does that mean? Founding fathers had in mind that they wanted X, Y, and Z. I don't care what in the world John Adams and John Hancock had in mind. He says, that's our state. So it's state as well. This is what it means. This is what it says. I don't care what it means. This is what it says. So there are different sheets. So this Lahavdil, as to when you're trying to understand, you know, you have a text that was said, how little do you take it? How much you read in between the lines as to what the intent was? So that's pretty much what the Gemara is saying as well. And that's going to have enough communities Latina.
Originalists.
Okay, whatever they call it. Whatever. Okay. So bottom line is the Gemara says, Lakasha Ramana Rav Shemuel. So it says the Gemara, not so simple, but Masnisin Rav Shemuel and Rabbi Shemuel. Yes, the Gemara, Hami the Seifa Rav Shemuel Gamliel, Hami Mechal the Reish Lav Shemuel. The problem with that answer is it doesn't fit textually because Rav Shemuel Gamliel makes an appearance in the end of this Mishnah. So if you're going to tell me that the author of this Mishnah was really the Rabbanan, so then it's rather strange. But the answer was that the Mishnah is the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara. I'm sorry. So it doesn't fit into the text because if all of a sudden Shimon Eliel makes a grand appearance at the end of the Mishnah, it sounds like the beginning of the Mishnah wasn't Rav Shimon Eliel. The Gemara says, no. El Abraisa Rav Shimon Eliel, who the make of it today, Masnisin Rabbanan. So the Gemara flips it. It says, no. The Machlokes, the Mishnah of the Braisa, is the Machlokes Rav Shimon Eliel, the Rabbanan, but not where we thought it was. The Machlokes was, what are approaches to Hilchos Tanoim? How lenient are we in saying that the Tanai was fulfilled? So it has to do with literalists or not. It has to do with a different mindset about tonight. Do we take the most lenient version and say, yeah, this sounds pretty good. Okay, we'll wave it on. The tonight was fulfilled. So Shimon Gamliel is very, very tonight. He says, you don't have to give a coat. You give $1,000. It's also considered to be like giving a coat. So to him, Shimon Gamliel says, you said you get a nurse. Zolzai, so you're a nurse. I get a nurse for a minute and a half. Well, that's also a very, very big make. The Rabbanan, who said that you can't give money, you gotta give a coat. They were the biggest machmer. Every shayla, every suffering, every tenor, and always knows on the chumra. So the Gemara says that the brayso should be ill who to make a tenai misis Rabbanan. Rav Amar, Rav says no. That the apparent contradiction between the Mishnah and the brayso is not a machlokes a tenayim, rather they're two different cases. Lokasha kan b'stam kan b'mefarish. That the Mishnah is talking about that the person was very vague. He made an ambiguous tonight that I'm giving you the get on the condition that you're going to nurse. So stop nursing doesn't mean for a day and a half. Stop nursing means for 2 years, a year and a half. It's a significant amount of time. Whereas when the Braisa says that one day is good enough, so that means beforish yamechad. It means the guy spelled out that you can do it for one day. So Rav Ashi says, kol stam nami ki beforish yamechad ami. Rav Ashi says that, nah, there's no difference whether we specified, didn't specify. Even if he says stam, it's as if you said it for one day, and one day is going to be enough. So Rav Ashi hasn't yet explained what's behind the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about 2 years or a year and a half. So what does that mean? So according to Rav, I understand. The Mishnah is talking about X, not stam. The Braisa is talking about Y, about Mefarish. But according to Rav Ashi, who says that there's no difference between stam and Mefarish, so then what is the answer to the contradiction? Why does the Mishnah talk the language of 2 years? So we're going to get to that in a moment.
So, what do we mean the Braisa?
I'm not sure. So we learned in the Mishnah. I think Tyson is like actually. So I came to like a cash flow. So comes the market to distract. So the Mishnah spells out that according to the Tanakhama, you have to do it for 2 years, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do it for 18 months. So Mishlam Rabba Nicha. So according to Rabbi, who says that the Mishnah is talking about that you spelled out, so that I understand. But El Rav Ashi, Lama Li Shtei Shanim, Lama Shvar Sechodesh, Yom Echatzagi, according to Rav Ashi, so it should always be sufficient to do it for one day. So it says the Gemara, we totally misread the Mishnah. Hachi Gamar, Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim. And the Mishnah gives a shear and says, Tamim Rikasso, how long do you have to be nurse for? So we thought for the last 20 lines what that means is, she has to nurse continuously for the next 2 years. No, it's not true. She has to nurse for 10 minutes. But those 10 minutes have to take place within the course of the next 2 years. Let's say she's gonna nurse the baby in 2.5 years from now. So that's not going to count. That's not considered to be nursing with the normal time of nursing. So when the Mishnah is giving a shear in the 2 years, it could be a year and a half, that is not the amount of time continuously she has to nurse. That is the window of opportunity for her to do the condition of nursing, which is going to take her approximately one day. So it's a totally, totally different shot in the Mishnah. So that's what Halki Gamar. Yomechu Shei Sharem, Afu Galach Shei Sharem, the low. Yomechu Shei Sachodesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one day within the 18 months. Afu Galach Shei Sachodesh, the low. So comes the Gemara and says, Meis, we learned it in Baisa. Hareza Gitech, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, Hareza Gitech. So he says to her, this is your get, Amenash, the Shamshi is Abba Shei Sharem. On the condition that you're going to serve my father for 2 years, or the condition you're going to nurse my son for 2 years, if the son dies or the father dies, even though she didn't cause the problem, it's not that the father got angry and said they get lost. That whatever it is, the father is not interested in having her servant anymore. So it'll get. So the Mishnah says that the get is not going to work. So Bishlam Rava Reisha Bidlo Parish. So according to Rava, who says that according to Rava, the Oki Reisha Basisim Beishanim Mamish Viafagav Stam. So when according to Rava Reisha Bidlo Parish Sefer the Parish. So when the Reisha says that the son dies, that the get is going to be good, that's because he didn't spell out exactly 2 years. Whereas at the Sefer, at the very end of the Mishnah, when Mamish says 2 years explicitly, then the game is over. The El Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, there's no such thing as saying something explicitly. According to Rav Ashi, it's all the same. Everything means the same. Stav and Farish. So Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. So why at the very end of the Mishnah is the get not going to be good? So what's talking about Kasha? According to Rav Ashi, we're not quite sure how to read the end of the Mishnah. How to read the end of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara goes back to Hilchos Tanoim and starts to pick up upon some things that we spoke about a little bit earlier. If a person makes a Tanai, but the Tanai wasn't formulated 100% properly. We learned a couple of days ago that when you formulate a Tanai, so you have to make it similar to the text of the Tanai of the B'nai Gad and the B'nai Ruvim. So Tanoim Barim, we're going to So he made these Tanai, we're familiar with, Even though the Tanai was not fulfilled at all, nothing. She didn't do anything. She didn't nurse him. She didn't work. She garnished. The get is still good. Why is that? The fish lo amalot im tisham she lo tisham she taniki lo taniki. Different mayor. According to the mayor, the Tanai was never composed properly because it wasn't. It's what we called. It wasn't a Tanai kafel. According to the view of the mayor, anytime you make a Tanai, you have to have two parts of it. You have to say that if this and this happens, then the get should be chal. And if this doesn't happen, then the get shouldn't be chal. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did with the big Adam Meirubin. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that the third branch of Kedusha, Rabbi Meir, derives from the parish of the Adam Meirubin, that if the Tanai is not verbalized exactly like it was in those days, it's not a Tanai kafel, then the Tanai is command the laser. The Tanai doesn't exist. It's as if you strike it out, scratch it off the contract. If that's the case, so then all you said was, Harei Zagitech. Anything else that you said was just canceled. So since the Tanai wasn't formulated properly, it's as if it's a get shalala Tanai, which would no longer necessitate the fulfillment of the Tanai, which is exactly what Rabbi Meir said. The Chacham Omrim Niskayim HaTanai raised again. The Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Meir. The Chacham said that there is no requirement of having a Tanai kafel, and therefore the Tanai, even though it was only said in one direction, is still a valid Tanai. If it's a valid Tanai, then the get is hinging upon whether the Tanai is going to be fulfilled or not. So this machlekes, Rabbein Chacham, this is an old machlekes. This is a machlekes, Nafsa Machal, third breath of the Sanas Kedushin, a running machlekes. Do we derive that requirement of Tanai Kafel or not? Rabbein Shimon Gamliel says, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim she'eino kafel. So Rabbein Shimon Gamliel said, if you look throughout Tanakh, so whatever different phrases of Tanoim are used, it's always kafel. Rashi gives you references to the Gemara Maseches Kedushin, a whole rattles off three, four different examples. When Avram tells Eliezer to go get a wife for Yitzchak, so he says, if you ask and they don't let you, ask the Kevi Alasi, he says, this is what you have to do, and if they don't say yes, then you do this. Or Rashi quotes by Sota, Im Shachav, if you were Mazana, then this happens, and if you weren't Mazana, then that happens. Im Tovu Shvatem, Im Tamanu Risem, quotes from the Pesukim from the Rav Tanakh, we have this double lotion. So Shimon Gamliel says that all Tanaim and all of Tanakh are always considered to be Tanai kafels. So the question is, and therefore, what was the purpose of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel making that observation? So the Gemara says there were two versions of what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant. So Ika Diamri the Rabbi Meir Kamalei, Ika Diamri the Rabbanu Kamalei. Some say that he was addressing Rabbi Meir, he's coming to argue with Rabbi Meir, and others say he was coming to argue with the Chachamim. How do we understand the two versions of what he meant? There are some who say that he was arguing to Rabbi Meir and saying, "Haki Kamalei, Ein lecha Tanai b'ksuvim she'eino kafel. Vavu shnei ksuvim abon ki'echon, chol shnei ksuvim abon ki'echon eim alamdin." We have a rule that when the Torah teaches us in one place something, so we usually assume that's the rule. But then the Torah repeats it, and the Torah repeats it, or it keeps on repeating the same story over again. That is indicating to us that, wait a second, these are the exceptions to the rule rather than the rule itself. So we have a principle called Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ki'echon Eim Alamdin. If the Torah repeats the same thing twice, there's no other reason to repeat it except to tell me that, whoa, don't extrapolate, don't derive to other places. So that's what Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Meir, that the Torah says, and Tanakh says it 50 times, the Tanakh kafel, to tell me that if it doesn't say it, then you don't need it. So when you make your personal Tanakh with your wife, there's no requirement to make a Tanakh kafel. And there are others who say, no, the Shimon Gamliel meant to argue with the Chachamim. And he said, he said, every single Tanakh throughout Tanakh is always double, it's always a Tanai Kafel. So therefore, we're going to be Nayim. Therefore we derive from all the cases of Tanakh. So we have a machlekes with Rabbi Meir. On the one hand, Rabbi Meir says it's absolute machlekes yavo. You require a Tanai kafel. Any Tanai that kafel is kevad b'leisa. The whole Tanai is canceled, is negated, and therefore the chalos, the get, the kedusha, whatever case may be, will go through even if the Tanai is not fulfilled. And you have the other extreme. The Chacham was saying, there's no such requirement as that kafel. Therefore, a Tanai without being kafel is a valid Tanai. It's a valid Tanai. And the get, the kedusha, etc., is hinging upon the fulfillment of the Tanai. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made some kind of observation. He was talking to somebody about something. We're not sure. Did he mean to side with the Rabbanan? Did he mean to side with Rabbi Meir? So we have different possibilities within the Tanai. But
is even the army that's still on the Rabbanan, though?
Yeah.
What do they do with that?
Oh, so that's what Rashi. Rashi makes reference to the Gemara and says kedusha. When the Gemara says that no, that shnei sura bam yechad eim alam, that only means when there's really no reason for the second pasuk to be written. If there's a reason why maybe we couldn't have figured out to learn the second one, the first atrichasa, so that trumps the rule of shnei sura bam yechad eim alam. So at the end of the day, we're still not sure. We know Rav Meisner and Rav Chaim say we're not 100% sure what the Rishon Gamliel said in the middle. Then we'll shachas the tenter, right? Okay, so for next time we'll try to finish up this story. Mm-hmm.